You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. With your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV.
So, yes, you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. It is the post-BotCon death edition. There's nothing going on. Not a thing.
Nope.
Well, thanks for listening. That's our show this week.
Yeah, that's our show this week. Yeah.
All right, so thanks for joining.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, have a good week.
You might have found toys at your store, and you might have not.
Yeah. So, actually, this week we have the usual crew, minus Ender, John, Rob, XV, JD, and we also have Ironhide 1975, back from the dead.
I'm old. Well, thank you once again for having me on. You know, I find it amazing how many people I was just talking to. Oh, crap. Now he's going to kill me. He does Headshot, another show on one of these various networks. TF1G Mike, and he invited me onto the show. So I'm getting invited to all these parties and all these podcasts now, so I feel honored. So once again, I am honored to be in your presence, Almighty Kilby.
Congratulations.
It's amazing Mike's not in the chat right now.
Mm. Yeah, Mike's not around. It's interesting, isn't it?
He found something to do, guys.
It's Wednesday night. It's hot. People want to get ice cream.
You know, actually, I think we're going to have one more person if he's on. Weebum wants to be on because it's like...
Ooh, right on. And we're off air again.
Yeah, so we are off air again.
Damn.
Yeah, the other computer went down.
It's a work in progress.
The system is down.
Oh, we're still recording.
The system is down.
Well, yeah, we're still recording. We're just not streaming.
So how was BotCon?
Great. It was fantastic.
You guys seem to have a great time in one little hotel room.
I wish I could have been
there. You damn straight. Who got the camera?
Yeah. Hey, Peter, are you on yet?
No.
Come on, Peter, get up. Might I add, I'm still grateful for that Livewire you found, Kilby. It's apparently it's come back into existence, but it's only regional now.
By the way, the cheer wine was delicious.
Excellent.
What?
Shut up.
Let me get cheer wine.
That's right.
Yeah, if you'd been at BotCon, you'd have gotten cheer wine.
Oh, man.
What was the highlight? So I'm just catching up on various BotCon things. What was the highlight of BotCon, would you say?
Power core combiners.
Really?
Well, I happen to
know. You were wrong, Rob. Wrong answer.
I like power cores.
Power core combiners are pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Well, the Hall of Fame dinner was way better than it had any right to be.
Yeah, I was expecting total crap, and they totally exceeded total crap. So.
What exactly? Okay, so explain this to me. See, this will be great because this will be from now that I have a hard time catching up with things, but this will be from the casual fans' viewpoint. So the Hall of Fame, what exactly is that? Who's sponsoring that, and whose Hall of Fame is it?
Hasbro's Hall of Fame.
Oh, so it's Hasbro's actual Hall of Fame.
It's the official Transformers Hall of Fame.
And how are the Transformers nominated?
Well, there were eight people who were inducted, or four people for Transformers, and the fifth Transformer inductee was actually based on nominations that were divvied up to various Transformer fan sites. So,
interesting. Okay.
And of course, Dinobot won most deservingly.
Most surprisingly.
And surprisingly.
Okay. Well, moving on. Dinobot was not one of my favorite characters, but I will give credit of that one Beast Wars episode, which was very well written, where he died. So
yeah, Code of Hero.
Then what was the worst thing about BotCon?
The smell of unwashed ass.
Well, we know that. Besides that,
my bad.
The worst thing about BotCon, God, I don't know. It was there's
this
a lot
is of- a really good one.
This was a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
So really, what is there to complain about this year?
Probably just the expense, I guess. The expense was kind of a downer since it was crazy expensive this year.
Yeah. keeps getting pricier.
Mm.
Yeah, as opposed to you just show up in the past.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. I suck.
What happened?
Echo. It's gone now. I fixed it.
You rule.
Yeah, this episode is doomed to fail because I completely reconfigured the studio and I haven't tested it.
Okay, just take a deep breath and just relax. Everything
is that bonsai buddy?
Be yes. One with the nature. Be one with the microphone.
Yes.
Spock, be one with the horse.
But yeah, John, what were you saying about BotCon?
I don't know. It was just
it was
expensive.
One.
I mean, it was a good one. It was a really good one. It's really expensive. I do remember like some snarky other nerd site doing a review of BotCon, and they kind of harped on the cost. So I think it probably has gotten, like, before we realized it, it has gotten way more expensive than it really should be, than what we get out of it. But otherwise, it's fun. I mean, it's just... Yeah. It's not a great value. I'm not going to say that, but I mean, it is fun. And this was a really smoothly run convention this year.
So if you don't mind spending a lot of money, it's a fun experience for all.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah, the fact that it was in Disney World. Yeah.
Which was absurd.
Now, Disney World highlight. Now, was that a good thing for being a Disney World or a bad thing in your opinion?
Bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for maybe wayward families that might be at Disney. But, you know, a couple of years ago, it was like at the bathroom of a Holiday Inn somewhere. And now it's like at a Sandals on the Moon.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I think the biggest thing for me was the excitement of not only are we getting a dirge from, I'm sorry, is it?
Dirge.
Yeah, it was Thrust from last year and now it's Dirge. So you can actually complete your classics collection. If you're someone like me that just wants to get just the classics line, so we can finally get all the Seekers.
What about Thundercracker?
Still got Thundercracker.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I got the Henke Thundercracker, but yeah.
You could have got the Henke Thrust and Dirge, too.
Yeah, but you know what? I bought the Henke Thundercracker, and I wasn't, for $88, I wasn't impressed. So.
Well, I didn't buy any of them.
Well, about 240, I got them all in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where it's like, I could buy those, but I'm like, you know, I'm just going to hold off until they release them. And lo and behold, they released them. So
now, there was some controversy over that because Hasbro wasn't supposed to release those, were they? Because it kind of ruins the collectible nature of that BotCon set.
It's a slight difference in molding, and that's it, in deco.
Well, not necessarily, because the BotCon set had two extra figures, which we'll probably never see. It had the Bumblebee repaint, and then it had the Jetfire repaint. So...
But the collectible, and I'm saying that sarcastically, collectible nature of the BotCon exclusives, they were compromised because Hasbro re-released those toys, which, you know, the whole point of that the new BotCon sets is that they are collectibles. They're not toys. They're collectibles.
See,
I did it first.
Yeah,
hates the fans.
What, XV?
I said Takara did it first because they hate the fans.
That's true. Takara does hate the fans.
Basically, those who are butthurt got their way finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I view this as, you know, they're finally hearing the outcry of fans and that they're saying they're actually, you know, relenting and actually making the toys of everybody saying, we want a version of this. So, you know, yeah, it sort of does, you know, hurt the BotCon collection. But the BotCon collection, if you view as a whole, you know, that's, you know, that was a really good collection that – now it goes for what, $1,000 if you want to get it.
$700 last I saw.
Yeah, to its credit, they're still different, so it's not like identical releases.
Yeah.
Right. Takara made new molds for the wings, so.
Yeah. Ironically, go ahead.
Oh well, I view this as basically this is the if for those that just wanted to complete the original six Seekers, they're finally giving you that option.
I saw what my Sunstorm made out of Energon Starscream.
Oh, that's right. They could do a Sunstorm too. That'd be an awesome mold.
I want the purple girl seeker from that one episode. Like, you know, you blink and half a frame, it looked like a girl in that frame. You guys know what I'm talking about. That one, right? Yeah, totally. It's right, fanfic.
Which episode was that?
God, G1.
Something way back there.
It's one of More Than Meets the Eyes, wasn't it? No, no, it was season one.
No, Sunstorm was in More Than Meets the Eye. It was.
You're right. Rock Show's
actually,
girl
the purple one was probably in More Than Meets the Eye also.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a
We saw Extra Seekers in More Than Meets the Eye in the one episode where they went to Wheeljack's laboratory on Cybertron.
Which was...
Well, that was just Dividing, a remake.
Divide and Conquer?
Yeah, yeah, the Rainmaker guys.
Was it Divide and Conquer? I think that was it. I want to say.
I don't know. Tell. You can look it up on Transformer
Week. It was a G1 episode.
So it really doesn't matter.
Total correct us.
It was a G1 episode. They're all the same anyway.
Basically.
So BotCon, a fun experience overall. Hall of Fame, the best part.
I had a blast. Peter, did you manage to get on the call?
I think so. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Weebum is here.
Weebum. Long time no talk.
So you had a blast, didn't you, Weebum?
I had a blast. It was great, actually. I had a lot of fun.
You're typing like a madman. I don't think I've ever seen anyone type so fast.
Yeah,
I was a fast typer.
I was so envious. It's like Kilby twittering me back saying I'm sitting here with Ender of Weebum. I'm like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Take a picture.
It was pretty awesome.
Did you take a picture, by the way?
No. I took one picture, and it was of Monzo.
We're actually off.
What? There are plenty of pictures of him.
But this was an especially good picture.
Oh, yeah?
There's actually
was he doing a handstand?
No. But what were you saying, Weebum?
There's an awesome picture of our the RFC booth in the dealer room pictures.
So is it now the RFC booth and not the T-Formers? Is T-Formers like trying to pull itself away from the, yes, the booth, trying to disown its existence?
After the animated bed sheets, I think we're going to pull it.
We were the best table there.
That was awesome.
No, our booth was pretty badass.
It was.
We sold awesome for free.
Yeah.
We did. Although people kept touching our felt Autobot.
Hey, the patches, the iron-on Autobot patches. The ginormous Autobot patches.
Where can one see this picture if they wanted to?
Oh, Facebook.
Goatseed.
Yeah, goatseed.cx.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder if Ender's going to put those patches to correct use. And by correct use, I mean a denim jacket with, like, it sewn onto the back. And like metallic written in Sharpie sleeve.
You have a whole Autobot army with his kids.
Oh, this is awesome. Very cute.
Yeah. It's a shame that it's Fat Brian instead of like beefy, happy Brian. But, you know, Fat Brian comes around every couple years. I just need to get like a crazy OCD weight loss thing going on before next spot.
You'll work it back off. It's fine.
Yeah.
You will. It's just a big roller coaster, right?
It's totally.
And the guy next to... The guy next to Kilby is actually Ender.
The guy where? No, that's Pino. Pino, I know that's you. Yeah.
We should share that picture in the chat room so that people know what's going on.
My favorite was our special
friend. Why? It's
more fun
this way when they don't.
That's true.
Did we get any pictures of our special friend on there?
No, our special friend. I did get a picture with our special friend, but. He may be listening now, so I don't remember his name, but he actually watched the booth for us while.
Yes,
that kid was awesome. That kid was awesome. He should be like our honorary mascot or something.
I hate to say it that I took advantage of that, but I kind of took advantage of that.
You're honest.
His reflection on Ender's appearance is still cracking me up.
What did he say?
He said,
"Is there a picture of Ender?"
He says, "It just me or does Ender look like a pregnant Drew Carey?"
Wow.
Wow.
I was like, jeez.
Oh no.
Was Ender
a picture of, do we have a picture of Ender?
I didn't get a picture of Ender.
You just got a
I don't think he's real.
No, he's still not real.
Ender's not real. Although he does have a floating voice because that same guy recognized it was Ender.
Either
just
way,
by his voice.
Yeah. So
well,
yeah.
I mean, Ender, how can you miss that voice?
He does have a very distinct voice.
Yeah, in person, Jim Sorensen sounds a lot like Anthony, like Ironhide 1975.
You do got a point.
What?
He does, actually.
Yeah, in person, he sounds a lot like you.
Oh, boy. That's scary.
I told you guys that when I went in line for that Hunt for Decepticons game,
Yeah. What about it?
Jim Sorensen was there, and he was like getting all in it. This one guy just basically screams. Like, he gets up in your face like a drill sergeant. He just screams at you and makes you scream like "Yes, sir!" as loud as you possibly can. And it's just like, and he was standing there with this like Nerf six shooter. And it was hilarious. It's just so funny because those guys get in so into it.
Day.
Like, they're like, "Here's your Nerf six shooter," and I was like, "Okay."
Rob hurt some kid's feelings in that line.
I pretty much ruined that entire thing for everyone in line.
Yeah. Falcon kid.
People never be the same again.
Well, the guy he smiled when I did it, but then he gave me a hard time, so I have to kept getting back in line. And he's like, "Say, sir, yes, sir, fine. Shit, I gotta go back in line."
Yeah, Rob had to. He got pushed back into the line a couple times.
Then I got in there, and the guy was like trying to rush me through, and he's like, there's Megatron, shoot him. And I shot Megatron in the nads, and as Megatron was going down, he's like, "You got him, you got Megatron." He gave me a full rating because I shot Megatron in the nads.
That's pretty awesome. you really trolled that one kid, though.
He had it coming hard.
Yeah, he had it coming hard, yeah. We'll not get into that, but he deserved it.
What a tease.
Well, this is a family show, guys.
Yeah, well I'll look forward to the book.
Well, here, I'll do a transition for you. Speaking of shooting things in games, wink, wink, wink.
You're the only one that played it, Anthony. Why don't you tell us about it?
No, you're supposed to introduce me.
So Anthony here wants to talk about War for Cybertron.
Oh, yes. Is that coming out or something?
Yeah. Dun, da, da, da. I finally took the shrink wrap off of my copy a couple days ago.
You guys haven't started playing it yet? Oh, my gosh. All right, well, then let me give you...
He was playing the DS version all weekend.
I was playing the DS version. That is true.
He was like, "Forget you guys. I'm going to play this game." We were like...
Well, I will give you my thoughts on it, if you don't mind.
Please do.
And Stube and me actually ordered it twice. That's how good it was. Because I pre-ordered it, and then I went to GameStop, and then I said, "Well, don't I get a code for Shockwave?" They're like, "Well, only if you pre-order." I'm like, "Oh." And then I came home. I'm like, "Oh, I got a package. Oh, wait a minute. I guess I did order this." So I took the one back, and I did get my Shockwave code. So I was quite happy with that. So I'll give you a little background. I usually don't have time to play games, and the games that I do play are basically Mega Man, and that's it. And any new game, you basically put me in front of any sort of third-person shooter, and I look like Peter from Family Guy standing and jumping in center and not being able to do jack squat. And it's just very annoying. I get very frustrated. I get very annoyed because I can't play anybody. I can't fight anybody. The guy never looks where I want him to look. I can never aim correctly. I die way too quickly. You know, where's the armor like in Quake? And this game is just a complete 180 of all of that. It is the first third-person shooter I have enjoyed thoroughly since, I think, the original Unreal or the original Quake. It is just – and once again, I don't play a lot of games, but and I haven't played a lot of – I understand that these games are a lot more in-depth. I didn't realize how incredible graphics had become until I played this game. I mean, you were just completely mesmerized.
We only played Mega Man. What do you expect?
Yes.
Well, but there's a classic feeling in Mega Man, but then there's just like, oh my God, I'm standing in an actual virtual world.
The biggest advancement in Mega Man as of late was fake 8-bit.
Well, I know that, but I also play World of Warcraft, and the graphics in this are just blow that all away. I mean, the graphics are just amazing. I'm sitting there standing with my character and just wanting to just stand around and look at all the little details that these guys have put into this world. I mean, I'm literally watching myself play and going, man, this guy, whoever created these worlds, had a huge amount of imagination. I mean, it's just amazing the amount of detail, the set, you know, the levels you go through are just incredible. And just the way that they've totally been able to create this realistic world that fits Transformers so well. I mean, this game, out of all the Transformer games I played, feels very much like a Transformers game. It feels just right.
That's
where
good.
Like Revenge of the Fallen game and the first movie game did really feel like Transformers. It felt like Quake with a Transformers skin on it. This one feels like it, you know, this
Gears
one,
of War actually, with a Transformers skin on it, basically, from what I've seen. It looks like Gears of War with a Transformers skin.
But it's,
admittedly.
It's done. It's just done so well. I mean, there's just like, okay, so you figure of Transformers, you know, they transform and they're walking around Cybertron, but there's a train that comes by, you know, and then it's like, oh, well, that makes sense, you know, Transformers. And there's, you know, there's different areas to go, and then levels and bridges come out and transform to get you to certain places, which is a very nice touch. I mean, one of the things, the other things I really enjoy about it too are just the little details. As you start getting hurt more and as you start dying, you start losing sound and you start losing vision, and it starts getting very blurry. So just that is just a nice touch to, you know, basically tell you, hey, you better get to a place to recharge fast, otherwise you're going to be dead. When you come back from the death, you know, from dying, you pretty much pick up right after where you left off. I mean, there's not a lot of you don't have to travel very far to get to the next saving point, which is very nice. And one of my complaints about video games is that, you know, if I can't get anywhere, I lose interest very quickly. I've already been able to complete the Decepticon mission and get to the Autobot mission within a period of about 3 to 4 days playing.
That's not bad.
You can actually progress really quickly on the easy level game, and it almost trains you as you go along to play the game. I mean, it's a good training. Now, the one complaint is it doesn't give you a tutorial thing like the Revenge of the Fallen game gave you. I sort of wish it gave you just sort of like a level where you could just practice. The first level, you're right into the action. So, I mean, it's pretty much it sticks you right in there, and you learn as you go, which is sort of it's a little bit of a different technique.
Well, isn't that how games have been basically for the last 13 or 14 years since the advent of 3D?
I don't know, because I don't play 3D games. This is the first 3D game that I've actually thoroughly enjoyed since World of Warcraft. And it's, once again, it's just done so well. And Ender made a good point. The transformations do add to it. You know, they're used, you know, you transform when you need to, and they're used very well to help, you know, heighten the game. And just, once again, the level designs are just so freaking beautiful. I mean, I just want someone else to play so I could just watch.
Oh, I've watched people play. It's a gorgeous game. I mean, it really is.
Watched a whole bunch of people play it at BotCon.
Yeah, I didn't do it until Sunday. I didn't even realize the Activision booth was there. But once I did, I actually stood there and watched it for a while. I have it. I have it on the 360. I just finally hooked my 360 back up. It hasn't been on in about 2 months. So hopefully in the next week I'll be able to play it and, you know, hopefully do some co-op with some people out there who are smart enough to get an Xbox 360.
Well, I'm on the don't start. I'm on the PlayStation 3, and I'm sure they're both just fine. But yeah, let's see what else. So the storyline is well done. I mean, literally, it's like an epic. It's an epic. The battle sequence with Omega Supreme is fantastic. I mean, the one level, Omega's flying around and you're like trying to run through all these corridors and stuff. And it's like you actually feel threatened if you just run through a window. It's like, oh, please don't let him see me through this window. I mean, you know, it's so well done that I'm just in awe that a game like this exists in this day and age. And hats off to High Moon Studios. I mean, they really produce a winner.
Well, what I like about High Moon Studios, the people are all self, you know, proclaimed Transformers fans, but they're not like the hardcore nerds, you know, like we are, which is great because they don't have a lot of emotional investment in this. I made the point at BotCon talking to Ender, actually, that I would rather have someone who doesn't have an emotional investment in me, like being my doctor. I wouldn't want my friend to be my doctor. I'd want someone who's qualified and competent to be my doctor.
Right.
And that's what I like about High Moon Studios and their treatment of the game.
Well, they've done, I mean, and they've done an amazing job. It feels, once again, it feels like G1. And by the way, one great thing about it, no stinking humans in it.
I like humans. What? Oh. You're the
We happen to be them. Yes.
Yeah, we are humans. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tired of humans. No, you know, more humans. Just give us Transformers.
Don't go outside then.
Yeah. Has anyone else played it? I mean,
played it at Best Buy.
So, I mean, do you not have it?
Yeah.
You have a Wii?
Yeah, I've got a Wii and a 360 and a DS and a, you know, like come next month it's gonna be $20. I'll get it then.
Same here.
Really?
I mean, it's pretty looking and it's cool and it's a good Transformers game. But hey, I played it like the first time I played it when it was called Unreal.
Yeah, or Gears of War.
You have to like hide and peek over things.
It's a little more stealthy.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a fun Unreal game. Just,
Gears of War is also kind of boring, in my opinion.
Now I'm not sure what Gears of War is because I haven't played Gears of War, but I know Unreal. This is a game where you're standing behind your character, and a lot of games that standing behind sometimes.
Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, well, no, not Unreal Tournament's still first person shooter, but the one on the 360. The Xbox is
third Xbox.
It's a third person like that.
Well, it runs off the Unreal Engine, so
Everything runs off the Unreal Engine, though.
Yeah, these days,
more or less. No,
but
it's a good game. Like, you've played it before.
Yeah, well, the point I'm trying to make is that this is the first time standing behind the character I felt it's actually worked fairly well. A lot of times I feel like the character is getting in the way of what I'm trying to see, and this is the first time that I don't feel that that's the case. So, once again, I mean, the controls are just – now, there is – I do have one complaint is that to transform, you have to hit your left joystick button. You press in on it, and that can be annoying because occasionally – I'll hit that. I'll go into vehicle mode. I'm like, no, don't go into vehicle mode.
I've heard quite a few people complain about that. So
I guess I've just been playing Modern Warfare a lot, so I'm used to like the clicky thingies. So when I played the beta, I never actually got into that issue.
Yeah. Well, once again, this is from someone that hasn't played 3D games in a long time. So. So, you know, out of 10, I would definitely give this a 9.5. I mean, it's just it's a really, really fun game. Now, I haven't played the multiplayer yet. I'll probably get my butt kicked, but I'm trying to go through all the levels first, so at least I have that training of being able to basically go through the entire game. So once that's done, then I'll probably try the multiplayer. Yeah. And then by that time, StarCraft II will be out. So.
It's an extremely solid game, but the one problem it has is that it just doesn't stack up to Battletoads.
That's true. Or Battletoads versus Double Dragon.
I mean, I was playing it at Best Buy. I was having a good time. I was like, hey, this is a really solid third-person shooter. Hey, this is pretty fun. I don't like as much as I do the PS2 Armada game, but I really like this. I plan to buy this one day. I hit pause. You know what it didn't do? It didn't go, ooch, 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 ooch.
That's true, Rob. I as well compare everything to Battletoads and also Vigilante on the TurboGrafx-16. And I, from what little I've played, I do prefer Vigilante.
You know, if they could get the Splatterhouse levels with me, I'll be happy.
What we need is a ROM hack. If someone could ROM hack Battletoads into being this Transformers game or vice versa, that would be
sick. Actually, I've been – funny that you mentioned that. At some point, I actually want to create a – and from my experience, it's like the Bad Dudes game. I want to make a Transformers version of Bad Dudes, a side scroller Transformers game.
You're a thinking man. I like you.
Are they bad enough?
Well, no, but it's and the there's a Transformers. What's it called? It's like a Street Fighter type thing where you could download and play as the character. So
Mugen.
Yeah. And Omega Supreme, which, by the way, if anybody could tell me how to contact him, I would really appreciate it. He has all the graphics already done for the characters, and those are very easily imported to a program which I could basically call Power Game Factory on my Mac that I could actually make.
What game is this? What is this?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. You can make run and gun games.
No. Yeah. What graphics are we talking about? What is this being pulled from?
What was it, Mugen?
I don't.
It's basically, there's Mugen. Yeah, there's a transform. There's like a open source like Street Fighter game system, and you could basically put your own sprites in there. So there's a Transformers version where you can play on your PC basically the Transformer characters, and you know, like a Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter type thing, you know. And it's actually the characters are really well designed in terms of you know, just somebody generating the original G2 characters, and you can download those and actually put those in your game. Well, I actually did a test run. I can actually take the graphics from those, put that into a program called Power Game Factory on the Mac, and actually generate a Power Game Factory where it's sort of a side-scrolling type adventure where it's like Bad Dudes, except obviously Optimus. I need to add a gun to Optimus because right now he's shooting out of his hand.
And instead of saving Ronnie, you're saving Barack or something like that.
Yeah, no, something
he's
like
gonna
that.
Save Ron.
He's still saving Ronnie. Still saving.
Yes.
The only hard part is I just need to, is design the backgrounds. And so my goal is to actually try and recreate G1. You know, first day you have to fight your way out of the Ark. You have to fight your way to the power plant and basically create, you know,
you have to
what
save the
I
power pack.
Yeah. Sorry. So basically everything that I wanted is a Transformers side-scrolling video game. So the only thing is I don't have the time to make the graphics. So if there's any inspiring background artists out there, please contact me because I really would like to get this off the ground at some point before I die.
Awesome. Cool. Well, let's. I think the only thing really we had in the show, like I think if anyone listened to the pre-show, we have no notes. Like I said at the beginning, it's BotCon. It's post-BotCon death, basically. What we do have, lots of toys. Lots of toys have come out in the past couple weeks. I think most of us here have them, so I think we're going to talk about those. Let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a second.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
In a cold, far away world.
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Fighting the war for Cybertron. Till all are one.
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight in disguise.
Radio Free Cybertron superior, other programs inferior.
Optimus, check out the new Hot Rod Patrol.
Sharp looking budge, but can they transform?
You bet we can, we're Micro Masters.
You're not just Micro, you're Micro Masters. The only Micro that transforms.
Decepticons attacking!
Autobot Construction Patrol, transform and destroy the bridge!
New Micro Master Patrol, sold in packs of four. Collect them all.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Hey, lots of us got toys this week because for some reason they showed up, like en masse at Toys R Us. But only
doesn't
Toys
that
R Us.
Always happen BotCon weekend?
You know, usually I remember finding robots in the skies like a week before BotCon. So
yeah,
it's always
everything. Yeah,
it's always around BotCon, but it's rarely like right after BotCon. It's usually, you know, a month or so after instead of like the week after.
But this is literally a month earlier than they had originally planned it for.
Yes, it is.
So Toys R Us been breaking street dates.
Yeah, let's see here. What all showed up? Power Core Combiners, like everything. Power Core Combiners, other than Double Clutch and Mudslinger. Let's see here. We also got some of the Generations toys: Optimus from War for Cybertron, Bumblebee from War for Cybertron, Drift. Thrust, just Sea Spray, just a ton of stuff came out. Leader Starscream. What all did
Legends Ravage.
Legends Ravage.
Let's not forget.
Let's not forget Legends Ravage. What else came out? What did you guys get?
I got a rock.
Yeah. So I take it you didn't get it.
It's the pet rock, right?
Pet rock.
No, it's just damn rock.
Was it at least a big rock?
No.
So you're still strapped post BotCon.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I want to, but I just can't justify it. It's like I got bills to pay, and I'm executive of a not doing well company, and you know what? Yeah, those lights should stay on first.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
That's everyone so, else will go by the street date next month when I should have like 50 cents to go buy something.
Oh, there you go. That'll be something.
I'll do it right. I'm going to Walmart. F Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So, are you like me where it's like, oh, crap. Let's see. I can either go to Toys R Us and I know Drift's – or not Drift. Thrust is going to be there. Or I could get a haircut. I look kind of stupid with my hair right now. I really should get a haircut. Darn it. I feel old.
I would be happy if it was just a haircut. It's like, well, I need to eat, so I'm going to eat.
Yeah, really.
Or it's a like, tank of gas to actually get to work or something.
There's stuff more important right now. And you know what? Let's be honest. Thrust ain't going anywhere.
No, he's totally going somewhere.
Dead Walmart. Once he hits Walmart. Now, Toys R Us, yeah. But once he hits Kmart, yeah, come back in here. Damn, he's still here.
I know XV got something.
The clap.
Damn it, Rob. I was just going to say herpes.
It's a plot. They're applauding you angrily.
So, XV, what did you pick up?
Stuff.
Stuff, huh?
Not Ravage.
No, not Ravage. No. ToysRUs.com didn't have Legends Ravage, to the best I saw.
What's the nearest Toys R Us to you?
Way the hell far away.
Yeah.
Same.
Way forever. The hell far away in two different directions.
I have it's an hour about in three directions. I have a Toys R Us an hour away, but nothing really close myself.
I have three within 20 minutes.
You suck.
Maybe 10. The problem is they're all connected by tollway, so there's the catch.
Oh.
Like $5 to get to each one.
My Toys R Us is a block from here. Yeah.
God, you suck.
Mine is never stopped. Mine's like 10 miles away, and it's never stopped. It's the part that pisses me off the most.
You know, the one nearest me, the only thing they ever managed to have is Animated RC. For some reason, I can always get an Animated RC. But nothing else.
There. Yeah, when I went
now
to mine.
Now that you don't need them anymore.
I would take another. McFeely got my last. No, Rob got my last one.
Go pick up
I won the contest.
I still got another one.
That one's supposed to go to Ender.
It's supposed to go to Ender. I need to get that too.
You still haven't sent it.
He hasn't sent it. Oh no, I need his address. Ender,
see,
give me your address.
Ender doesn't come around anymore.
I know. He thinks I don't love him.
Now we only know how much we really love Ender.
Yeah.
But XV, what did you seriously? What did you pick up?
Well, I got a Thrust.
Jealous. So jealous.
Oh, nice.
Well, I figured I'd better since, as far as I'm aware, Thrust is only going to ship in one case assortment, so probably a semi now or never kind of thing.
Yeah, he reeks of now or never.
Yeah, and you got Drift.
Yeah, but I also got Thrust.
Hey, I got Sword.
you were just talking about how awesome Drift was.
I got Sword.
Yeah,
look
thrust.
At my Sword.
I got Thrust.
I got Thrust in 07.
It's not as nice as this Thrust.
No one to bet it.
Yeah.
Well, that was expensive-ass Thrust. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to Thrust, too. I'm just waiting for my paycheck this coming Friday to go check out Toys R Us. Because I definitely want to complete the Seekers and the Classic collection that I have going on, so...
There's literally a Toys R Us 20 minutes up the road that I've been avoiding since BotCon. Like, no, don't even look at it, Rob. Don't look at it. You know they got them all.
Just put those blinders on.
Yeah. Yeah. Just drive over that lady. Boom, 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 boom. I left her. Jesus.
Well, you know what's the sad part is that at Toys R Us right now, the only thing on the shelves are a lot of the Revenge of the Fallen stuff. And it's like...
When was the last time you went? Toys R Us is over all the new stuff. Like as of this week, like every single Toys R Us.
Yeah, okay, so did it change?
Oh yeah, it's not like where have you been? No, literally as of this week, new stuff. It's awesome. Right. If you've not been, go.
Yeah,
now.
You know, there used to be a Toys R Us right down the road from me, and then of course they closed up and moved north. So screw them. No,
did they literally move?
Yeah, they literally moved to the richer part of town, so I'm sort of pissed off at them. But I don't know what are you gonna do. So there's a Toys R Us over by where I work too that I stop by on my lunch break when I have a few extra, you know, dollars to spare. But yeah, I'm right now I'm just looking to get Thrust and then Dirge, and then I will, and then anything else. What was it? Red Alert came out too. I'm like, yes, I don't have to get Hankey Red Alert. I could actually just buy the mold here in America.
Red Alert's not out yet, is he? Unless
not yet.
Not yet. But he will be soon.
A couple assortments down, I think.
Yeah, so just keep looking for him.
You know, the thing with Thrust, I was reading beforehand that a lot of people were worried about the mold possibly having degraded from so much use.
Wouldn't doubt that.
Well, the thing is, though, most of Thrust's moving parts are just so damn tight, it feels like I'm going to break something trying to transform it.
Interesting.
I guess so, that's good.
Well, I guess it means they've done some maintenance on the tooling so that the parts fit is arguably better, although I'd probably favor some of this stuff being a little bit easier to move. The other thing I noticed is that the main wings feel kind of on the flimsy side. Like, I gotta be careful folding them up and down because it feels like they'll pop off from the body.
Well, it is Takara Engineering.
That's true.
That's right. I went there.
Yeah.
Is it hard to recreate a mold? I mean, is it pretty hard to recreate the molds once it's been worn to a certain point?
Well, they recreate the molds for like reissues and stuff, but it's not like an easy exact thing to do. I mean, it takes a while.
Yeah. I got Sea Spray. How about that?
Jealous. Yes.
More G1-y for you.
What do you think?
How is he?
He's pretty fantastic, I think. He's just classics E enough to fit in. I mean, I think in general, like, classics are really faithful to the head of the character, and then they kind of take liberties with the design. You know, they kind of modernize the design of the body. And he's kind of modernized and from head to toe. Like, he's got that real stylized face, which isn't very G1. To be fair, his G1 face is pretty boring. It'd be like just a big yellow cube on his shoulders.
It is, but I still, he just, the face just doesn't scream Sea Spray to me.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's not G1 Sea Spray at all. So, but overall, I mean, he definitely fits in with classics. He definitely looks like he's intended to be that kind of thing. And he's really fun. I mean, his hovercraft is what it is. It's a brick. Deal with it. But his robot mode's got a lot of posability. It's well balanced. It looks good from all sides. It's a really nice action figure.
What I liked from the pictures I've seen of Sea Spray so far is that the space on his back is actually made to be compatible with one or more of the newer scouts that have come out.
Yes.
That he's a troop landing hovercraft.
Yeah, it's really nice. The kind of the play factor that they've kind of built into him is really nice. So he's not really a standalone thing. And I think they even, I'm not sure if it's pointed out on the back of this box, but somewhere I think they do point that out, like, officially.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's neat. I mean, you know, they do kind of like play up and promote the play factor with him. And like I said, he's a really good toy. I mean, I think he'll please people who are like really into classics, and he'll please people who are more into like the current stuff, because he kind of splits the middle. He's kind of a little bit of both.
That's my problem with it. It's absolutely not slavish to the G1 character, and it shouldn't be. But it's, I don't know, I'd rather they diverge. They did diverge, but maybe farther than they did. And you know, it's Sea Spray. Oh, so, you know, we're going to hint that it's Sea Spray, but we're not going to go all out. But in not going all out, it doesn't come off as Sea Spray. And in, you know, not diverging completely, it comes off as only kind of like half-hearted.
Yeah, but how are they going to repaint him into Sub-Marauder if they go too far Sea Spray?
You got a point.
I mean, you know. I mean, because that's been the other point with, and I think that something that Hasbro is getting in with these, with the Generations figures, is what can they repaint them into? You know, can they still be faithful to a character and then repaint that into something else? Because what we're already getting a slightly different head mold and repaint of whatever is
Dark Mound.
Dark Mound, into Skullgrin.
Yes.
So, you know,
I think it's a possibility that this is the direction they're going to. Trying to be close enough, but not quite, and enough that they can repaint and, you know, get some mileage out of it.
I mean, yeah,
probably not the same mileage that they got out of, like, Sunstreaker and Sideswipe mold.
Oh, God, but no. I mean, look. I mean, but yeah, look what they had to do though with Power Glide. It was kind of slavish, but it came off kind of weird, kind of like trying to Photoshop pictures of your dead grandma into like family photos. It just didn't. which I had to do for a friend of mine.
Do that off at Kilby?
I had to do that around Christmas when a friend's grandmother died.
Are you serious?
No joke. The various sides of the family were arguing over who had more pictures with her. So during her funeral, they wanted more pictures. So I just made it was awesomely terrible. So
I saw one of them. It was really
that's
good.
Depressing.
It was great.
You guys ever notice Grandma makes the same pose in every picture?
Yes, the same dress too.
How many of that chicken sweater does she have?
But yeah, so Power Glide though. I mean, look. So they either had to have Power Glide in a different color, or an evil version of Power Glide. So I totally get your point. I totally get your
point. But they did both.
I know. I'm saying that, you know, it's not like they could. It's not like they can make a whole new character unless it's an evil version of Power Glide, basically.
Right. Going on to the Power Core combiners, though. You know, I didn't have the advantage of, like, you know, getting to see these in the box at BotCon, so this was kind of
first. We got to play with them.
Yeah, see, I didn't even get to touch them till I actually bought mine. One thing that, I mean, I got Smolder and I got Bombshock, so I'd have kind of the gamut of both sets, which, I mean, I have to say, I think right off the bat, I mean, I like these figures. I mean, they're certainly not huge, but I think the price point is right. Especially, you know, having the two price points and what you get with it, it makes it feel worth it. I don't feel like I got ripped off. The only thing I was a little surprised of, and it's not like I couldn't have known or, you know, shouldn't have figured it out from the pictures, but I don't know. I think when I actually opened them up, I went, oh, they're only arms or only legs, meaning as far as the drones, when they connect, they can only either be arms or they can only either be legs. And that's fine. I get that, you know, but I think Hasbro may have overcalculated a little bit, because I think in their calculations, they were talking about the, you know, they talked about like the massive number of possible combinations of figures based on how you configure them, which, I mean, I guess if you mix and match the arm drones and the leg drones from different sets, you make it close. But it's not like you can mix and match with the same set. I mean, you can put one leg on the different side, but not have the legs for the arms and vice versa. I don't know. It was just not – I don't know. I guess I wasn't expecting
it. It doesn't function as a good interchangeable toy is what you're trying to say.
Not maybe as much as I would hope. Correct.
Yeah. Is that like the Stunicons where you could just swap out another Stunicon and it would
– Yes. It's not a full Scramble City style.
Very true. Very true. But you can swap out Searchlight for whatever his name is. It's
Bombshock.
Yeah. Yes, and so like
Skyburst,
and you can do correct. So like I can use Smolder as the center robot and put the drones on him. Yeah, absolutely.
And that really does change the look.
It does. Mm-hmm. It surprisingly does, and especially with how well they've designed the commander figures. I mean, I'm super pleased with Smolder. I think Smolder is a great figure. Just
X-Cop.
I mean, just as
Chopster is pretty awesome.
Yes, Chopster is great. Oh, I'll
find out next month.
Minicons and Minicon posts back. Yes, thank you. I mean, the Minicons are a little bit different. I wouldn't say that these Minicons are the same Minicons that I'd fallen in love with, but they have the Minicon posts, so you can still connect your old ones, which is awesome. But Schmoller, is he German? He strikes me as German. He's got a sort of Third Reich thing. Huh. I don't know. With the helmet and then the fire gas mask thing. I don't know. Anyway, but that was the only thing that I was a little disappointed at. But otherwise, I mean, for the price and everything, I mean, I even got these on sale. So I got I got Smolder half off when I bought him at Toys R Us. So I was even happier.
You should be.
Yeah. really should be. Somebody was going to run with that, I knew. But
so actually, what I picked up, I did pick up all the currently available Power Core Combiners, Bombshock, Skyburst, Smolder, Searchlight, and Huffer. You know, I was talking with Chris Triplett, and he's got a point. It's very obvious that some of these mini-cons were designed for one mode, you know, over the other. Like Smolder, he's a pretty decent vehicle weapon, but his axe mode really kind of sucks.
You mean Chopster?
Chopster, sorry. Chopster's, yeah. But Smolder's a really crappy axe. No, yeah. Chopster is a really crappy axe. you know, Searchlight, he's a decent, Backwind, he's a decent
rogue. Backwind, actually.
Backwind? What does it matter?
Well, that's apparently how Hasbro wants it pronounced. Aaron Archer actually made a point to correct people on that at the panel.
So Backwind.
Because Backwind sounds like a fart.
Exactly.
Suck it, Archer.
Backwind is a neat little robot, but his other modes kind of suck. So, I mean, just like any other Transformer, they have one strong design and one that's sort of secondary. I'm pretty happy to have Minicons back. And I like the fact that, you know, that you can do more with them in the sense that they are used differently, like weapons or, you know, like weapons in two modes or robots. But what I really miss is, like, Minicon actions and the Power Core Combiners. I know it's a lot to ask, but there's no, like, special functionality that you get.
I'm kind of hoping that as time goes on, the Power Core Combiner line does, but we'll actually get, like, a larger size class which can have a Minicon-activated gimmick of some kind.
I miss the Minicon gimmicks. I know it's me being a whiny jerk, but I like the Minicon gimmicks.
Yes, sorry, always. Man.
I also, like I said, I picked up the Combiners as well, Skyburst and Bombshock. And Bombshock is great. I really like Bombshock. He's a solid robot. Vehicle mode's great. And I think when combined, he looks fantastic. Skyburst, you know, I'm a little less up on Skyburst. The robot mode I like because it is very cyber jetty. But, you know, beyond that, I think he's a little bit weaker. But again, I'm really looking forward to Double Clutch because there's just something very MicroMasters about that. I don't really – it's kind of maybe Six Turbo-ish is what my mind wants to harken back to. So I really want Double Clutch. And I really can't wait till we actually get to see, like, real pictures of Grimstone. That will be pretty sweet. Double Clutch is the rally bots.
Awesome okay. bots.
Awesome bots, yeah.
One thing that I'm really digging about this, though, is that it's sort of like a kitchen sink approach. I mean, it's like some of the biggest lines and coolest stuff that they've done. I mean, Combiners, Minicons, Target Masters, Breast Force.
It's a cavalcade of awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's MicroMasters. I mean, it's really kind of everything.
Yeah, they're throwing everything into the pot at once, and this is what has come out for us.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and it's mostly good stuff. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, my complaint was minor, which was just a misunderstanding, and not even a big deal. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is cool stuff. I want more.
I also picked up the War for Cybertron Optimus, and I really don't know why. It was because of the two buy one get one half off. And you know, Triplett told me that he's basically like a little action, little alternators toy that he was so complicated. Like, there's no way he's that. Yes, he is that complicated. And what you get out of it, I mean, he's like a pill with wheels. I got halfway and I'm like, screw it. I don't care. I'm not even going to bother with it. He looks great in robot mode. His vehicle mode is lacking. I'm not even going to attempt to finish this. So
the fun part is that aside from the licensed vehicle mode aspect, the War for Cybertron Deluxes are essentially Alternity toys for a small fraction of the price.
That's true.
But they don't actually turn into anything.
Yes. I think Bumblebee turns into more of something than Optimus does, but...
Yeah, probably.
Wheelbarrow.
You know, the thing about the Alternity
toys... No, he's a little Tron car.
The Alternity toys, they have very generic robot modes because, I mean, they just repaint them over and over again. But their vehicle modes are really nice. But not $60 each nice.
Yeah, super expensive rare Japanese car they chose for the Seekers, it's really nice looking. But on the other hand, you know, you've got that whole alternative frustration deal in an even smaller package for, I think, more money. So
yeah, they do cost more. They cost more than it costs to get a Binaltech toy. Because right. Binaltech toys were about $50 a pop.
Yeah.
To begin with.
Well, speaking of Japanese stuff, I also picked up Drift, and surprisingly, this is an excellent toy.
Is he now?
No.
Bite yourself.
The character might be, you know, completely ridiculous, but they did a really good job designing this toy. It's got all kinds of articulation to be able to use the swords well. Actually, we can probably link to some pictures I've taken of that in the show notes later. But, I mean, the toy, the only major omission is that there is not a waist joint, which would help in some cases. But Drift can assume so many different poses and just look very natural with his accessories. And so, even the transformation is not ridiculously complicated.
So is Drift basically the Cousin Oliver of the trans fandom?
No, more people like Cousin Oliver.
Good. See, there you go. I set you up and you came back with a good comeback. Good job.
It's like more than just the producers like Cousin Oliver.
Yeah, it's like I'm just, you know, there seems to be all this hatred for Drift, and then it was like everybody's, oh, he's a good toy, really? So is he like just like the guy that no one likes just because they just sort of stuck him in there?
Basically, it's, you know how Mary Sue characters really piss you off? Hey, Mary Sue character in our face nonstop for the past couple of years.
I have no idea what a Mary Sue character is.
Okay. Someone correctly say that because we're recording here and Brian can't edit me completely. Self-insertion character.
Give me another character or give me another example.
Echo Warrior, which I would have preferred.
He doesn't know who Echo Warrior is. I don't know.
Related to the Muppets somehow. Is it like Bean Bunny?
Oh, okay. You know how when like you're watching The Simpsons and they make a big deal about a celebrity guest on The Simpsons, and yes, the whole point of him is he's just there for seconds. Hi, I'm Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he walks off.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Pretty much the equivalent of a Mary Sue character, except it's the starring role.
It's like
I'm creating this character that it's kind. He's this really awesome character, and everyone loves him. And he's really me, and I really have a really low self-esteem, but I want to make myself awesome, so I'm going to do it in fiction, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, now that makes sense.
Or you could say it's like Poochie from that episode of The Simpsons, you know, Itchy and Scratchy and Poochie show.
Okay, yes, perfect example. Okay, now it all makes sense.
That's
so,
Drift.
So the toy's actually really good then?
Yes.
It's literally, really? Yeah, I'd really like to get that toy. And everyone stops and goes, I just said that.
So if you had three toys that you would recommend for somebody who's short on money as well, that what would you recommend the three toys that one person should pick up from BotCon?
Or for Cybertron Redux, pick one of them.
What, from
BotCon?
From BotCon?
Well, I'm saying after BotCon, the after BotCon toy. So what toys should I get, basically?
Well, I'm definitely in favor of Drift.
And I'm in favor of Sea Spray.
You could always wait and get the blurry color, too, if you prefer guns to swords.
True.
True.
And who
you're
does?
American.
I'm going to say good. Yeah. I'm going to say go to Big Lots and find a Matt Tracker G.I. Joe figure if you're really strapped for cash. He's going to be like $6 and he's totally worth it.
$4.
$4.
Or Brian, Week, where else could we get such quality toys?
You could also get a Big Bad Toy Store, but, you know, Big Bad Toy Store is pretty awesome. But I would go to Big Lots and get a Matt Tracker.
One's hanging on my wall as we speak.
Mine too.
Yes.
Just want to make sure you got the plug in there, boss.
Okay, cool. So anything else, guys? Anything we need to talk about before we wrap this show up?
You know, one thing I was debating on bringing up, but, you know, we were talking about the BotCon sets earlier about how they've really skyrocketed in value. I'm really disappointed that this set has not really jumped up there in aftermarket value so far. Like, it's barely moving on eBay, and I'm like, I kind of took it personally because this is my personal love note written to me called G2 Redux, and now I'm like, really? I'm the only one who wanted this?
Actually, I wanted it, but unfortunately, you know, I looked at the BotCon set, looks really awesome, but once again, finances prohibit.
Aren't you like a big bad manager now on your job?
Yes. I wish. Who are you asking?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I wish, man. I really should be running the place, but unfortunately, people don't recognize super geniuses until they're gone. So
it's a shame.
But then they study your brain. You'll be immortal.
That's true.
I am dark curious to see what history thinks of me.
Here we go. Anthony, I got a solution. Go to the store, buy a wig and a gun.
What?
No.
That's your solution.
That makes no sense, and it's awesome.
No, that's not
his solution.
Fake killing yourself like you died in a horrific explosion after shooting yourself or something. And people are like, oh, no, there's not even a body to bury. But Anthony's really wearing a wig, you see? So Anthony's sister gets to see what happened.
Yeah. That's actually... Oh, my God. I think I'm going to piss my pants with that.
Your name will be Anthelina.
Anthelina
Jolie.
Actually, my mom was going to name me Amy if I was a girl, so I could always try that cross dressing I've always wanted to try. So.
Oh God! Okay, so that's our season this week.
Trans fans.
Next week we hope to have actually more in the way of content. Next week, I'm pretty sure we're going to get Chris McFeely on to talk about the annotated AllSpark Almanac Volume 2. He's been working madly on this, so he's staying up long hours. If it's not next week, it'll be the week after. So, guys, anything else before we go?
No, just thank you again for allowing me to come on the show, Brian.
Thank you for being awesome, Ironhide. We love you.
once again, I want to thank the fans because I sometimes you get a little bit depressed and then some person just randomly messaged you and says, I miss hearing your voice. I'm like, really? God, I wish people had this favoritism when I was in school.
Yeah,
you should do. You should just do freelance voicing.
You know what? I'm actually considering doing some voiceover for some stuff, but I can't talk about it. So,
you know, never mind. I'll save that until after the show. So, guys, we'll talk to you next week, and I want to thank everyone out there for listening.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.